We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we played a complimentary game, starting with the punt block early. Thought the offense played well. I thought the defense played well. I thought, the guys had a good week of preparation. I think that showed up today. And I thought our coaches did a great job this week getting them prepared. Thanksgiving week is there's a lot going on. So I think Josh defensively, George and Eric offensively, Danny in the kicking game. I thought they all did a nice job getting these guys prepared and the players executed.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal.
That was head coach Brian Flores talking about all of his coaches. It's a Dolphins Monday here on 560 WQAM, brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther.
Zach, a lot of great performances by the Miami Dolphins. It was good to hear Coach Flores giving nice compliments and a shout out to all those coaches, those coordinators for defense, offense, and special teams.
Who's your MVP yesterday of the game? One Dolphin player. Who are you giving it to?
I'm going to go Jalen Waddle. Yeah, but I mean, listen.
Well, I'm going with the other Jalen.
You can go.
Yeah, the other Jalen. Jalen
Phillips.
Woke up and look at this now.
Had a great game. He'd be the first to tell you he had three sacks and should have had four or five. Had four, and the guy just dropped down on him. He had a clear solo shot at the end of the game, and the guy got real small, the backup quarterback, and he went over the top, and Christian Wilkins ends up getting the sack on the play. But honestly, I hate it because this is actually the kind of stuff that their head coach, Brian Flores, wants, where you're talking the guy that will not be talked about enough today is Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle was unbelievable, setting up an interception by Nick Needham, couple of hits that he made, and obviously, getting a hit doesn't show up because nobody cares about, quarterback hits and those things. Those aren't real popular. I get it. Sacks are popular. But I will tell you, man, Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle are playing really, really well, and Javon Holland, I sense, was a little banged up yesterday, but still got himself a nice interception. Also, after dropping a punt, ended up getting a good field position with a nice little return. So, Javon Holland also playing. And all of a sudden, a lot of guys got the lights coming on here, man. The lights are on, and a lot of people are home right now because these young guys have been the difference in why this team is playing better, because it looks – not only like last year, but in some cases even a little bit better now. The numbers that they've given up defensively, and I'm not taking away from the offense. They did a nice job yesterday and special teams getting us. You never count on – you never go into a game going, all right, special teams, let's get a score on your own. I mean, it only happens once, maybe twice a year, right?
I'd be happy to get one of those, right.
But the Dolphin defense has now given up in their four wins 9 points, 10 points, 17 points, and 10 points. The Jets actually scored the most. But Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson, 10 and 10. It's a
pretty good way to start this back end of the stretch for the Miami Dolphins with a defense looking like they're elite again. They're right up there again. And if it wasn't for a second half in that Buffalo game, we'd be talking about that also.
Yeah.
Because they played one hell of a defensive first half.
Played great.
And then they came back out like the last year Dolphins. Like
well, they started showing signs, and there were more and more. It was going not just for three or four series, and it go to a half, and you're like, man, they're getting real, real close to this thing looking, but you better hurry because you're losing a lot of frigging games in
right.
a row.
Right.
And they finally got this thing. Duke Riley, Ogba continues to be really consistent.
He's been batting down a lot of passes lately too.
But not only that, but like so those guys, sometimes the guy that gets there first that gets them out of the pocket, those guys don't get enough credit because right. a couple of times that's what happened, and Jalen Phillips is the cleanup guy, like, hey, really? Right here? So
she got a half sack for one of those.
Get
right?
a, get something, half, right? Get right. recognition right, in the meeting. Right. Like, all right, you're the one that flushed him out of the yeah. pocket there. But, yeah, they got – and you know who else is really good? Zach Sealer, always really good. Zach Sealer is always, always really, really good player. Christian Wilkins is having a really good season. So there's a lot of guys defensively that X-Man gets another interception. He's got, what now, three on the season with two of the greatest fumble strip and recovery plays you'll ever see, including one for a touchdown. So they're starting to roll a little bit here with a couple of New York teams coming to town over the next 3 weeks with a bye in between. But it's been really, really fun. Like I know this sounds stupid. I had a really good time yesterday. I had 3 hours and change of a really good time that put me in a really good mood getting in my car.
Well, considering the fact for 2 months you couldn't even win a game.
We're getting shut out.
Right. Like for 2 months, it was bad football. Then all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, you see what's happening, especially yesterday. The way that they literally not just shut Cam down, they got him benched. Like he couldn't do anything in that game yesterday against that defense. Waddle looking good, offense looking better. Yeah, I can imagine you had a fun time like a lot of Dolphin fans did yesterday.
That was good for everybody, and just everybody was involved. I know we were sitting here talking about a handful of guys, but there were a lot of guys that had good games, and by the way, we don't talk about Tua. He goes 27 for 31, 230 yards against the number two defense in the NFL, had a really good game with those guys defensively, as good as they are. And I thought the game plan was really good. The coach talked about with the coordinators. But Tua, got to admit, everybody, no matter what you think, whether you think he's long-term or not, he's been a lot better recently than you thought he would be.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I know. I watch Aaron Rodgers, just a reminder of what the best looks like in that cold weather. And he is incredible what he did against the Rams yesterday. But just, he's gotten, and it does make, you know, you go to camp and you watch him for preseason, sit out there and it's 200 degrees and you go, man, freaking guy's getting better. He's throwing it like he didn't, a lot better than he did a year ago, and it's playing out that way. And the thing I feel badly, you know, I'd love to see him with receivers 2 and 3. Mm. I just called Waddle number one, but.
He is number one.
I'd love to see the two guys that have now missed a zillion games between them, Devontae Parker.
How about just one of them? Forget about
Will
both.
Will Fuller out there on the outside to go with this group. Nothing against the other guys. Nothing at all.
No, but they're both upgrades over the rest. And it's obvious out there, but you just don't see them. That's the difference. Like you say both guys, great. I would be very happy to see Will Fuller and Devontae Parker active and in a jersey on a Sunday for one of these games. But at this point, I'll just take one. Just give me Devontae out there yesterday also and see. Look how efficient Tua was. I mean, he missed four pads. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Devontae was out there, too, as another weapon. It's a pipe dream at this point to think that all those are going to be – all the guys will be out there at the same time. It's a pipe dream.
This Will Fuller thing is one of the great injury mysteries
of all time. Right.
And even yesterday, guys are asking me, it's got to be something else besides his finger or thumb. It's been too much. Joe. Can you imagine telling Don Shula? I knew that was coming. I don't want to tell you who it was. Can you imagine telling Don Shula? He goes, hey, we're playing pretty good. How's your thumb? You need a little bit more time. It's only been 2 months, coach.
Been 2 months.
It's just weird. Even wow. In today's game. So somebody asked me yesterday, and I go, you know, it's not crazy. Like, is there something else going on? That he's been out 2 months? 2 months. We got broken bones at Hill in 2 months on the lower body. I'm not trying to – I'm not questioning the guy, but
– Well, how about just does he want to play?
2 months.
Does he want to play football anymore?
We had the per, and the reason I bring it up because we had a personal week, whatever it was, and I hope everything's fine. And
right.
Don't wish anybody. You got to be careful today. Now, mental health. I don't wish mental health issues on anybody. I don't. And family members, believe me, I don't. Firsthand, I don't wish it on anybody. If it is, and if it has to do with a family member, you hope everybody's healthy in his family. But man, then you come back after suspended. A mental week or a personal week. I'm right. Sorry, not mental. Personal week. He took off. You know, a lot of people are going, I don't know if he wants to play. He was out all camp. I mean, nobody's made more money for doing less. I mean, he missed all of camp. Comes back. All right, you got him healthy. Only for a cup of coffee.
A small cup of coffee.
And here we are, man, down the stretch. And I'm not giving up on you, man. Will. You want to play, man, just go in and tell Coach, let's go. I can put a little rap on it if I have to under the gloves.
Just give me Devontae
offense,
at this point,
please. Offense with those two back, especially Devontae, we could just get a month out of
right.
it.
Right, like to see what it looks like.
And by the way, you can almost tell by Coach. Now, I've got Coach down on those two today. Like, Coach, can you give us an update on Will Fuller and Devontae Parker? And he goes, well, he kind of gives you like, well, you know, we're going to have to see. When he does, oh, they're out. Damn, they're out again. You just know right away. But anyway, considering what you're doing to score, you know, 33 points, and, of course, you got help from special teams. And by the way, the Dolphin defense, apologize for the extra three. Should have never happened after that crazy play. That should have been a field goal or a field goal attempt at least. And that thing ended up in a complete crap show, and they left somehow 1 second on. I don't know how they did
that. How is that possible, by the way?
I don't know, but they came out 1 second.
Right,
they
didn't even go. Did they even look?
I think he called a timeout while the guy was running when he realized he was going to get tackled. Timeout! He hadn't tackled him yet, Coach. What the hell was that?
Like Matt Rhule was jumping on the field before anything even happened. There's 1 second, one on the clock.
Did you hear what Matt Rhule said to the official? He said, listen, man, we're struggling to score. Can we please have this thing?
Give us three.
So, yeah. Whew, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. I'm dragging a little bit right now. I think I need a little Edge energy drink this morning. Get me going with all that coffee. That'll do it. And by the way, if you haven't had Edge energy drink during the holiday season, you need to get yourself some. Best tasting energy drink out there. I know there's a bunch of them. I've had them all. Are you kidding? When you do radio in the morning, you've had all the energy drinks. And let me tell you something. If you're going, all right, Joe, I'm going to go out and try this Edge energy drink. You've been talking about it for months. Well, listen, I want to let you know, don't go to the store and get it. No, you got to go to liquorsplit.com. Liquorsplit.com, guaranteed delivery in 30 minutes or less, and you'll have it. Buy the wholesale price, a wide selection of your favorite drinks delivered right to your door. It's VIP treatment from liquorsplit.com. They got it all for you. Yep, they will deliver it right to it's a new South Florida lifestyle thing where people just ordered and it's there quickly. Whether you're at a party, whatever it is, they can have it to you. So go to liquorsplit.com, put in the code CHEERS15 and get 15% discount. Tell them Joe Rose sent you. And get yourself, please, some Edge energy drink. It's perfect for the holidays. It's perfect if you're dragging through a Monday or getting ready to work out. Have a little bit of it. It's really good tasting. Cream soda citrus combo there. Zero aftertaste. I know you're going to like it. And if you haven't, you got to admit, you're starting to think about it because it's really, really tasty. Get the Edge over the competition. Get the best tasting energy drink. Edge at liquorsplit.com. That's liquorsplit.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, and good morning. By the way, the story we did leave out this morning, why we've been talking a lot about the Dolphins and the dominant win, by far the best game they've had, not only this year, but over the last 2 years. That was impressive. Kind of had a little feel like the Rams game a year ago, where they did it in all three phases and really got it done. 3 picks, 5 sacks, under 200 yards yesterday, and Cam Newton just shut him down outside of one long pass. Were just great. But getting back to the University of Miami situation with all these moves being made, and I expect today's going to be busy in college football because you're up against recruiting. You're trying to save whatever you have or get out there because nobody respects verbal commitments anyway. So you're going to get out and get after it as quickly as possible. But this Miami situation with the athletic director and the way it's been handled has been very amateur, very amateurish, just embarrassing that you've known. And I'm guessing as quickly as you got rid of your AD, you had a good idea you were going to do it. You didn't just go, well, I'm having a bad day, I'm getting rid of him. Like, you've been thinking about it. So you had to have a short list already to do it. Somebody, whoever made that decision, we got to get rid of the AD. So now you still don't have a guy in place. So what are you doing? Well, we can't get rid of anybody till, and then Manny's out there running around not knowing what's going on, but probably has a pretty good idea. It's just all an awkward situation. No, he did not join us this morning at 8 o'clock. We got word yesterday that he's – did they give – what exactly did they say? Recruiting? What did they say? Kind of give me the breakdown.
He did not say anything about recruiting. He said he wouldn't be coming on this
morning. Which makes sense. By the way, I wouldn't put him – like, Manny, you still have a job?
Yeah, what kind of position putting him in right there? Right?
And I
wouldn't connect the dots on the interview so much, but I do think it is very bizarre that he's out recruiting without knowing he's going to be the coach. Like, I don't know what he's saying to kids at this point.
How do you know he wasn't told?
Because everything leaks from there.
All right.
I'm guessing if Manny was going to stay another year, first of all, why wouldn't he come
everything
on this morning?
Everything, Zach, leaks
I'm just,
at that university.
What I'm saying,
Zach,
is if I'm Manny
told,
Diaz, I wouldn't go out recruiting today though. If I was told, if I wasn't given any kind of assurance that I'm going to have a job in 24 hours. Because if you're right, Joe, if something is announced today or tomorrow within the next 24 to 36 hours, I'm assuming the next move after that is somebody coming in here and saying, Manny, thank you for your time. We're going to let you go. We're going to do it. We're going to get a new coach.
Apparently, they want to introduce a new athletic director and go, okay, now go finish up the job here. And I don't know. It's strange. And, hey, listen, it's pretty clear, too, that a guy that really, really wants the job is Lane Kiffin. he, I think, is about as much as you can do while you still have a good job in the SEC and had a great year. He ended up with 10 wins, if I'm not mistaken. He go 10-2 on the year.
Yes, he did.
So probably going to end up in the top 10. Great, just really good year. And there's a lot of people that think that if the right AD's here, that Mario Cristobal would take this job. And the right situation and everything that he would leave. I know when people are going, come on, Joe. Going to leave the Oregon job to come back to Miami? Well, listen, he's got family here. I know he's close to him. I think the story is, I don't know exactly, he came in for a quick trip to see his mother. She's been sick, and we hope, by the way, the Cristobal family, everybody's doing well here in South Florida. But there's people think that Alonzo Highsmith's going to be the athletic director. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but...
Well, Dave High just put out an article. It says he's the front runner.
Okay, so...
He's got his picture right there on the front of it.
So Alonzo Highsmith takes that job, then he's probably going to go hard after one of his own.
Right.
The number one thing that has to be, it's not just, and I know when they had this thing rolling. I was talking to Dan Morgan about this yesterday. I don't mind saying that. So I was talking to Dan Morgan, and I said, listen, I don't know if it's ever going to be like it was, where I don't know if Dan was part of the 5 first-round pick or 6 first-round pick group or 4 first-round pick, whatever year it was where they were tearing it up. But we got to do a better job in our backyard and get better players. I'm not saying – listen, Manny got a lot of guys at home, but we got to get – and there's two schools specifically that we just haven't been able to make a dent into. There just is. American Heritage Plantation and St. Thomas Aquinas, just no splash. We've been able to get some guys there and nice players, but not the big-time impact first-round picks, including former Dolphin players, former Hurricane players. Their sons have decided to go to different schools and not stay here in South Florida. And by the way, to be fair to all of them, it's worked out. They made the right decision.
Right, exactly.
But we got to break in and start sharing some of those players at those schools. Patrick Surtain.
Got to get in with these guys.
And St. Thomas and those guys, oh, you've just got to – and I don't blame those guys, by the way. They're leaving it up to their sons. They are. They're not – I don't think unless they're asking to coach and privately things are taking place. But there's some schools we got to do a better job at that are only open to the big-time programs, and it's not good for business.
Listen, you can't keep everybody, but if you can keep – some of the elite guys.
You just
got to
get
the
big
elite
guys,
right.
the big fellas. You're not going to get all of them.
No.
You're never going to get all of them.
But the borderline 5-star or 4 5-star guys, like, those are the guys you got to keep down here.
Or just,
but how do you get them away from Alabama or Georgia? I mean, that's the big –
start,
like,
building
how,
a winning program.
Well, what's the pitch that you give these guys? That's the tough part to me, to steal them away from those two – I mean, those schools are just producing pros left and right.
Right. Big crowds, so nope, great,
yeah.
Facilities. I get it, Woody.
So how do you go about doing that?
I don't think it's ever going to be the way it was. I'm having trouble here. I know this is going to piss off UM fans. I have trouble, and I was with Dan Morgan, like I said, and we were talking about it. I said, Dan, I just have trouble with this vision that it's ever going to be the way it was, where we had literally between freshmen and guys that were either juniors and leaving or stayed their extra year, at sometimes there was 10-plus, 15-plus first-round picks on the team.
Well, Dan was in the class in 2001 with 4 first-round picks.
Right. He was
one of the four, not
there
the
was five.
There
was a 4 or 5
right.
And a
Reggie
six.
Wayne, Santana Moss, Damian Lewis, and Morgan.
That was a good group.
Yeah.
That was a special group. By the way, was that the group that went out together after the Sugar Bowl? I believe they went out with Butch. That was into the Butch Davis thing. But you can still get better players where you can least control the ACC. And we're not there. We're not obviously there yet.
Become a consistent winning program. and win the ACC, win the Coastal every year. Or come
and they ought to be able to do that.
Right. If you do that, I think that's the biggest turnaround this team can make right now.
You
University.
Got to be able to beat the, you know, every year it's been somebody gets you that ends up being okay.
And think about this year, the year that Clemson's not Clemson. Who'd you say was in the
Wake Forest and Pitt?
Wake Forest and Pitt.
Yeah,
saw like that graphic on Twitter. ABC's right. Got their big logo on.
That's
there.
Your but by ACC the way, championship Saturday. Game.
Give one. Those guys credit; they're both 10-2.
That's fine. I'm giving them both credit, but this should be
we
the
should
year.
Be 10-2.
Right.
Yeah, it's just disappointing that they do it. So anyway, I don't know if it's ever. And by the way, we want our U back. We want our U back. I don't know if you're ever going to get it back. I have trouble having a vision of you ever getting the Fiesta and Rose Bowl teams back. I'm not even going back further than those. I'm going back because I was there. I was in both places for a week and sat there with all those young guys that weren't playing, looking at them and going, man, look at that group of guys that are going to all start right. next year when these guys all leave right. and go in the first round. I don't know if we're ever going to get there again. Because we didn't have this problem.
It's okay to say that, by the way, because they're probably not going to get there, Joe. But you can get to a place where you're winning the Coastal every
yes,
year.
Yes, that's it.
And by
that's
the way,
not so difficult.
Let's start there.
You want to get in a situation, though. That's not – I mean, you can get better than that. You want to get where you get in the party when we expand this playoff. You're one of the 12 teams. Let's just
– Yeah, if you're winning the Coastal year in and year out, you're probably going to be in that conversation
let's
to
get
some
there.
Extent, right?
Let's get there. Well, if you don't lose – too many games before you get there, yes.
Right. If you win the ACC, you're probably going to have a chance to get into that 12.
Oh, if you win the ACC, you're in.
You're in.
Yeah, so there you go. So there's a path to
there's
do
no
it. You don't
probably
have to, you don't have
there.
To out-recruit Alabama or Georgia to
but
do
I,
it.
But I think anybody that's thinking about the Rose and Fiesta, which were great, great times in, what, 2000, 2001, they were great times. Let it go, bro. Let it go. Let it go.
It's a lot of first-round picks that came off those teams.
By the way, and those guys, most of them were great pros.
Right. I mean, a lot of first-round picks.
Those guys were really, really good players.
Good, man. Good
they, and they're good everywhere. That's the other thing. You know, some of these college teams have holes. There were no holes in those teams, mm-hmm. fellas. There were no holes in those teams. And the backups were all really good players. And they waited, and they weren't transferring after they found out they weren't playing as freshmen because the guy ahead of you was an All-American. And they're going, I'm not waiting. I need to play now. I'm leaving.
It's amazing. Whatever position you needed for a 3 or 4 year
you
span,
had it.
You could have it in the first round and pick a Kane.
Anyway, yeah, and the shocker yesterday is Lincoln Riley going to USC. I just surprise, Lincoln Riley's going to L.A. By the way, how's that going from living in Norman, Oklahoma.
To being the king of Los Angeles.
To being.
Especially if he could turn
right,
that program
right
around.
In the middle. He's like, he's saying, I don't have to get on an airplane to go recruit these guys. Nah. You're going to be in bad traffic.
Mm. Nah, not if he's got that helicopter.
But, man, it's.
He'll have a helicopter out there in L.A.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Only got one guy no recruits a helicopter.
Yeah.
That's helicopter, man.
That's right.
Waiting to see that USC money, what that thing looked like.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice.
Wasn't cheap.
Steal him from Oklahoma.
Oh,
he got a little money at Oklahoma.
I'm guessing that thing had
to buy it out too.
10 plus a year, cost of living.
Mm. By the
cost
way,
of living.
Miami's got to be ready if they want to get someone like Mario or Lane. They got to be ready to give up a 10-year deal, right?
Probably.
I mean, it's going to be a long term deal here.
Know. Eight
what
to
do you
10.
Mean, you don't know?
Yeah,
not
probably.
I said
guys.
I don't know if they're going that long.
Yeah.
That's what the going rate is. It seems like.
They're going to rip him up anyway if the guy outplays it, if he outcoaches it.
Yeah, if he doesn't outcoach, you think he's going to rip it up? He'll take
no.
that big fat-ass buyout he's got
yep,
at the end of
that's it.
Well, listen.
Into the business of college football.
Yeah, we got to get going here. Yeah, by the way, if you are a good college coach right now, life is really, really good. Hell, it's better than about three-quarters of the NFL right now, if not more. Who'd ever thought we'd be saying that? Outside of like top two or three coaches in the NFL, these college jobs, there's a whole bunch of college jobs better.
Jeez. With long deals.
And it's student athletes. I know.
Sir.
It's all about academic.
Not
here's
anymore.
Here's my ass. It's minor league football.
Not after the NIL started. Give me a break about that.
All right. Listen, we got to take a break here. But hey, UM, don't be afraid to sign an AD. Get somebody done today or tomorrow because you look just foolish. You look stupid. It's not my job. What's mine? What's mine?
Somebody's job.
Somebody did it. Well, somebody fired him.
Right. Someone's got to hire a new guy. Can't just leave it open.
Anyway.
It's on the help wanted.
Trust me, Zach. They've been talking to guys. They've been talking believe to it lots when I see of guys. It. Right. The question is, are you going to get somebody here? Right now I want to talk to you about Beverly's Jewelers. I go from that to talking about the holiday season and getting the perfect diamond, whether you're getting engaged and whatever your budget is, don't worry. Go to Beverly's Jewelers. Jeff and his family got the perfect diamond for you. I was going to go through all this stuff about diamonds. They have a huge inventory of both GIA certified mined and lab grown diamonds. You can't tell the difference, but they will tell you while you're there. You get the low price guarantee every day. But really, it's not just diamonds for that. It's diamonds for all of us that are way past the engagement. It's about just finding a perfect diamond for somebody you really care about at a price you're really going to like during the holiday season. Necklaces and bracelets and earrings, diamond studs, tennis bracelets, you name it, they've got it for you. You got some great sale items going on right now for you. A large selection, actually. 50 to 70% off for some items that you may like a lot. You can get a great price on. They have something for everybody, no matter what your price range is. I always like this during the holiday season. Beverly's Jewelers really does make pieces, and they can make you a special piece too, but something in just about every budget possible so you can get something that says I love you during the holiday season. So get on down there. They really do. Interest-free financing available, including free gift wrapping, gold buyers on site for immediate payment. If you want to get rid of some old gold, take it from me. They're my trusted jewel and have been for more than 30 years now, and they should be yours. Visit Beverly's at their Fort Lauderdale factory showroom. It's nice and big and got plenty of things for you to look at. Or just go online to bevjewelers.com. You can also take a look there. Beverly's Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1968, where South Florida gets engaged.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, hey, by the way, a big congratulations to a bunch of teams down here moving on over the weekend. And high school football, speaking of the recruiting and everything, led by the big three, St. Thomas Aquinas, Central, and Chaminade, all beat up on some teams pretty good, pretty darn good. Congratulations to Columbus beating Palmetto in their third matchup. So also very good at Northwestern High School. Is still really good. Cardinal Gibbons still going strong. So to just some of our teams, congratulations on moving on here. One step closer to a state championship. So great, great high school football.
Bring it home. Right.
Like I said, if you could recruit at just St. Thomas Central and Chaminade, get their best players, you'd have one hell of a recruiting class.
So how do we fix that? How does Miami fix that to do that? Can it be done? Those three schools walk in there, whoever this head coach
they've
is
gotten,
gonna be.
They've gotten some pretty good players from Chaminade. Chaminade's got a lot of good players. Central's done okay with Central. St. Thomas,
instead of
St.
Okay
Thomas
to be
Aquinas
good.
And right. American Heritage Plantation, not good enough. Not good enough. Just not a good enough job for a lot of different reasons. And listen, the pipelines have been built to a lot of different places, and they're not just going to go away because whatever UM's going to do, it's just not going to go away. Alabama's going to come down here. They had three guys that that I watched when I was watching Auburn had an impact on the game. An impact. Big impact. Mm. Did you see him?
I saw the game, yes. Oh. Yep.
Pass rusher,
mm-hmm.
a safety,
mm-hmm.
and a guy that caught a winning touchdown, or a tying touchdown as well. So, good players.
Right. So that's what you got to try to fix.
Got him.
As much as you can. You're not going to be able to fix everything and just all of a sudden just grab every single
prospect. Said that. But what?
Grab a couple of those guys instead of going over there.
Just
a couple. A handful. Not all of them. You're never going to get all of them. Some guys are going to leave. Some guys are going to want to go to this school or that school.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's where they are. And right now we're sitting here, and this is just the worst. To sit here on a Monday morning, found out last night there's no Manny. I thought Manny had a chance to keep this job. I felt like that for a couple of days. And
that's all switched, though, in your mind.
In my mind, yeah. That's not
right.
For whatever he's not on is not good. Like that, there's a reason. And so that's going on, and we're sitting here on a Monday, and they still haven't found an athletic director.
Correct.
There's just no excuse. There's no excuse. You've been thinking about this for a while, going back, because this thing didn't just start with Manny. The AD's been on the hot seat for a long time, so you must have – I mean, whoever's making this decision, whoever the president put in charge, somebody made a decision that the AD's got to go after the Florida State game. That was the biggest reason for everything going on.
So with that said, where's the next page of the story? Because the next page of the story should be, if we get rid of A, we should have a B, C, or D ready to go.
I get that a head coach might be hard to find, but my God, that the AD – you don't have an idea? Do you want – I sense they want an AD that has roots around here and understands, starting with football, and he'll have somebody work with him that can help him with all the other programs and all the other things that got to be fixed, because there's other sports that may need to get fixed, like basketball. So you look at all this stuff that's coming in, he's going to have. Alonzo Highsmith went to Columbus High School, grew up down here, and got a great reputation with everybody. Got a great reputation in the NFL, and everything, knows what it's supposed to look like. If I'm not mistaken, is Alonzo a former first-round pick, too, going way back himself? So he's part of that first-round club,
right.
Too.
He is.
So anyway, I just if he's a guy – and he wants the job. And then, I mean, I can just put the pieces together. If Alonzo Highsmith gets the job, and I know a lot of UM former players want him, I'm guessing there's a lot of people that are going to be writing checks that want him, then get it done, and let's get this going. And then, to me, that connects directly to Mario Cristobal. And I don't know. I haven't looked it up. I probably should have. I don't know if Mario played with Alonzo Highsmith or not, but I got to believe Alonzo Highsmith, Mario Cristobal is going to be on that list.
Alonzo was drafted in 87.
Okay.
First round pick, yes.
Thank you. And then, you know, that connection. And then the other guy that openly wants the job says, I'll go down there and let me do it. Let me have that and see what I can do, is Lane Kiffin. Coming off 10-2 in the SEC. And he's a hell of a coach. He is. I don't know what kind of recruit. I know he's a little different, but he knows what he's doing.
Right. He's proved it.
So
good text here from the 561. The guy says the Hurricanes are like a Seinfeld episode. Man, he doesn't have a job, but he keeps showing up for
work. Well, listen, he's treating this thing unless somebody told him something. I'm guessing, what's the lady's name again? Strawley?
Jen Strawley, yeah.
Jen Strawley said, just keep going and we'll let you know. Kiss my ass. What?
Right.
I'm not going to go out there unless I know I got the job. First thing you're going to hit me with, hey, the U wants you. And they go, what about you? I know they want me. Do they want you, coach? That's awkward.
If they were keeping Manny, they would come out and say that, obviously.
But if they send him recruiting, Don't you think that they would have had to have told him that you're
no,
staying?
No, there's no connect the dots here. Like, why wouldn't you announce that he's staying because he's going to recruit Holmes? Speaking to them, why wouldn't you just announce that he's going to be here next year? What would be the harm in doing that?
I don't know, but however the president structured this stuff, because it starts with the president, he's done a really crappy, crappy job of the way they've done this. There's no excuse for not having an athletic director right. in place today. As all these other coaches out on the phone and getting their guys to switch schools and getting their stuff set up and meeting with certain guys they want to go. I mean, there's a lot to this. There's a lot. You may keep a guy or two on the staff that's known to be a good recruiter. This thing's all about recruiting and not about X's and O's right now as they're going to the new school. It's about recruiting. Hell, they're talking about Lincoln Riley taking a bunch of those guys that committed to him in Oklahoma going, okay, well, we're going to do the same thing. It's just a lot more populated where we're going. You with me? We're going to USC. Right.
Why not?
How do you feel about Southern California, kid?
Be the kings of Southern California if you can turn that
How do you feel about not going to Oklahoma?
Norman, Oklahoma.
But you'll
Los
have a direct
Angeles.
Flight from right. anywhere you want to go from
yeah, it's a big
LAX.
Airport. It's bad traffic.
Great yeah. shape. Great yeah. shape. All right, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. We got the 9 o'clock hour. We got a lot of texts coming in here. I know all over the board. I would like to ask everybody though, 305-567-0560. Keep Manny, Mario Cristobal, or to me, the best offensive brain of the whole group, Lane Kiffin.
That's a full list so far in your mind?
I don't have any interest in anybody else.
Okay.
That's what the search firm came up with.
Yep. The Joe Rose search firm.
Well, mine's not very good. You can't go by mine. Mine's a little bit like my brain, very limited. Don't go by that. Hey, right now, though, I tell you this, you won't have to be limited about this. ASP, Super Home, proof is in the roof cell. It's still going on, but you got to hurry on shingle and tile roofs. ASP Super Home has a perfect 5-star rating, A+ BBB rating, and over 7 Angie's List Super Service Awards. Unattended roof repairs such as roof leaks. With all this rain we had before this gorgeous weather, you know what happens with broken shingles and roof tiles, right? It leaks down. This is what the Rose family went through. Into the walls. My kids are going, Dad, look at the new stuff we have in the bedrooms here. Wow, it's called water damage. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you got to get going on this. If you don't take care of it, these are the problems you have, and they get really expensive. Way ASP proof is in roof cell. Those problems are solved. You get 25% off on all new shingle and tile roofs with installation. No money down, no credit, and no payments until 2024. How's that for helping you out? The new ASP shingle and tile roof lasts up to 30 years and resists high-speed winds, reduce cooling costs, and passes the strictest of South Florida codes that they have. Installed by certified roofing contractors with decades of experience. So hurry. The ASP proof is in the roof cell is for a limited time only. Call now, you save 25%, and let the ASP Superhome family protect yours. 305-340-2081. That's 305-340-2081. Mention me for a free in-home roof evaluation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.